Well, it's been a few weeks since I've had the opportunity to catch up with Muswellbrook Shire Council Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, welcome back to the show.
Oh, no worries, Ben. Nice to be back.
Mates, just quickly, the last 4 weeks. Last time I went on annual when my annual leave started, the Wallaby season looked a little bit shabby, but for the last 4 weeks, it's been wonderful to watch, hasn't it?
Oh, it has been magic. It's great to see these players lift that little bit. These players that have come back in from overseas have certainly added to the squad, and we have a good, large pool of very good rugby players yet again.
We do. Really looking forward to the spring too. Now let's talk about some local stuff. Yesterday I wandered down towards town and I noticed a huge line snaking out from the hospital for the COVID clinic. You must be very happy to see so many locals getting the jab.
I am. I did a loop past there myself and I was extremely impressed with the turnout of the locals. This is great to see. We just need to get more Pfizer, I think, here, and we'll get ourselves well and truly vaccinated up.
Muswellbrook Shire Council was notably behind everybody else percentage-wise. Have you seen any indication of the numbers?
I haven't reviewed them for about 4 days, but yes, we have improved markedly, and I'm sure Monday's clinic will do even better, and hopefully we have some more announcement and news coming along the way.
Oh, looking forward to keeping an ear out for that one. So everybody else, if you haven't had the opportunity yet, you will have an opportunity soon around the Shire to get yourself the first and probably even the second jabs. I know I'm looking forward to my second jab. That's coming up next week. And, Rod, just very quickly, we're heading into magpie swooping season. Have you seen a few around?
Yes, I have, and I know I've... Mr. Parkinson is one of the famous streetwalkers around your town. I was only discussing with him the other day. He carries a stick, and he said, yes, they've started swooping. So, yeah, just a warning to people to be careful of the magpies. And if you're in an area where you know there's a magpie that is becoming a real pest, just let the council know. We can, as a minimum, we can at least put up signage warning others that there is a magpie in that area.
So there's no chance of relocation. I know I've had listeners ask about that over time. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't know. I will chase that one up, but I'm not sure you can, because generally they're swooping because they're protecting a nest. So if they're protecting a nest, there's every chance there's a baby's involved, and you don't necessarily want to destroy that. Like, magpie swooping is certainly a problem, but again, I think I've seen many surveys where the magpie is Australia's most popular bird, simply because of those beautiful songs they sing in the morning.
Absolutely. We've got a few around our new house that we love listening to. The other thing I've heard is that they have wonderful memories. So even if you took them somewhere else, they've got wings, so they could fly back anyway.
That's right. And my mother used to have some magpies that used to come visit her regularly. I had to keep on discussing with her, but you've got to be careful what you feed them, because just feeding the bread and even just raw meat is not necessarily good for them. If you do serve them mince or something like that, you need to supplement it with a bit of calcium and a bit of stuff. But yeah, just like most pets as well, you don't necessarily give them what you have.
All right. Thank you for joining us for Magpie Talk with Muswellbrook Shire Council Mayor Rod Scholes today. Good on you, Rod. Thanks, mate.
No worries. See you there.